Learning Mistach Nisivam Mistach Nichesim, and Allah Fesugi of Zika. Mar brings the Machlaikis, Rav Huna Merav says, Shemer Shem Shemesa Mutta Bi'ima, Alma Kursav the Ain Zika, that there's no Issa Kravis. When she's alive, the Gemara says it's Asa, because Asa Levata Mitzvah Sivamin, because when you're going to marry her relatives, so she'll become Asa and Pata Fiyim Mechalitza, and it'll be Mavata Mitzvah Sivamin. But when she dies, her relatives are Mutter. There's no din of Zika. And if Yudha says, Shmei Shem Shmei Sa Asa Bi'ima, even after she dies, Asa with her mother, because he holds Yeh Zika. And she says, Zika Zimu Kaknusa, Vaiseris Imal Yav Mishem Chamaisai, they're considered married. The Rashi doesn't say here very clearly if it's the Reis or the Rabbanan. But we do find in the Sugya, first of all, Kedushin is Teifus. That's the Mishnah that Rashi had brought. Shemeri Siyam Shekidesh Achiv Esachaisa. So let's say the two Yavamim, and one of them was Mekadesh, the Yavamah's sister, and the Mishnah talks about it. And that's repeated by Meseir who holds Yeshika, and still the Kedushin is Teifus. Also, it's clear from the Mishnah that Achaisa Kuka needs Chalitza. So the din achreisisha doesn't pater from chalitza, and also the Gemara brought a raya that the zika won't, the old age zika would make her a tzaris erva, but still she would need chalitza. So these are all mashmaisin, at least, if not rayas, that it's the rabbanan. And the Rishayim say it. Rashi himself says in afchav chesem in days, bottom Rashi ligzer, also kedusha afnan aleph in the days. He says clearly it's the rabbanan. The Rambam is clear in Perek Aleph Hilchas Yibum, Halacha Yud Gimel, when he brings the din of Kravis Chalitzasa, and then he says, V'chein in Meisi Yivimtai V'dayin He's a Kukul Le'asa V'Kravis Se'akilu V'Ishtai U'Meisa Tachtav V'chol Yisur Ne'elu Midivrayim, he says. They're all the Rabbanan. And the Rishayim say the Lana Daf Chav Zayin in the base, because there, Rebbein Chananel is Mashmitz Deraisa. Rebbein Chananel is Mashmitz being Mechalik between the Mani Yom Ein Zika and Yesh Zika. That the man the Ein Zika holds the Isser of Asla Vata Mitzvah is the Rabbanan, the one who holds Yesh Zika is the Raisa, that's how he learns the Gemara there. But the Ramban and the Rajman and the Ridva, they all argue on him. And they bring Rayas that it's the Rabbanan, among the Rayas that we spoke. And the Raj declares that maybe Rabbeinu Chanan also means it's the Rabbanan, he just means that they were Machme Kein the Raisa. I saw in the Shiur Reb Shmuel on the third parak, on the Afravavim and Aleph in the Aris and the Banim, Aisyadal in footnotes, he says there's no Rishon Mefurish that he knows of that says it's the Raisa, except Rebbeinu Chananel according to the Ramban, and the Ramban argues on him. There's a Taisus Chad Mikamoi on the Afkav Zayin and Medeis that does say the Kravis Kasi is a Shur Mid Raisa, and the Schama from a Chayis Chalitzasa, which is the Rabbanan. Maybe he means like the way the Rajbul learns the Rach. And someone being a Rayin from the Ridvan and Muki Yosef that say that Kedushin is Taifus and a Chayis Kasi. And they say if it be the Raisa, what's the chiddush is pshita, but if Shmuel says, they themselves say in a number of other places it's the Rabbanan. Also, similarly, we had mentioned this in Nafches, where the Gemara says they need a leah to tell you the case of Nasa, Neis, Umeis, Vakach Nasa Chai. Let's say first, Neis married the Isha and died, so she was the mutter of Eshesach, and then the Yavam, the Chai, married her sister. So you would say, Hel v'ishtri ishtri. So the Rishayim ask a kasha, how can you say such a case? He's marrying a chayis ukakasai. So Taisa Shanim says, it's the Rabbanan. But the Miri says another teretz. So someone to be medayik, the Miri holds us the Raisa. But also, the Miri himself in a bunch of places say it's the Rabbanan. But there's one shtickle that Rav Shmuel Ruzovsky says, and Rav Shach says the same thing in Avi Ezri, Geshmak shtickle, because the Gemara here says that there's a machlokes by Trey when there's two brothers, and that Rashi says is Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir in the Rabbana. And then the Gemara says it's also a machlokes by Chand, and that Rashi says is Rabbi Akiva. This is all Yitzayinim in days. That talks about a forest Nadarim. That there's a three way machlokes Tanan if the Yavam could be made for the Nadarim of the Shemeris Yavam. And some Tanam hold no, and some Tanam hold yes, and some Tanam make a chilek if there's one Yavam or two Yavamim. So Rabbi Kiva holds that in every case he cannot be do it, vice versa, ein zika, even bechat. Now, far as the Dorim is a din deraisa. So that is not so shver to say that the Yavam can be made for the Dorim, maybe legabe, far as the Dorim is considered married. But Rashi stells it through to the machlekes of yesh zika and ain zika. That's a shaila. Is there issa der rabbanan? Well, the rabbanan gezer on the kravis of zikuka. And here you have a machlekes, which is the raisa that if you get an eif in the darm. If yesh zika would be a the raisa dika issa, so we can understand. But if yesh zika is der rabbanan dika issa, why are we stelling through a machlekes by a faris adarim, which would seem to be the raisa? So Shmuel says a gevaldige yisaid. And if Shach was so, and Avi Ezri Hilchas even Perik Alf Ochi Yigimel, he says that Mamash the same thing as Rishul Rozovsky. That the Machlaikis Yesh Zika and Ein Zika is a Machlaikis in their Isis. It's a Machlaikis if me their Isa is a Kenyan, or no, Stam, there's an Isil Lashuk, but there's no Kenyan. Does she considered Kanoi to the Shemeris Yavam? Or no, she's not considered Kanoi. But that wouldn't answer her in the Kravis, even if there is a Kenyan, because it's not Ishus. They're not mamish married, it's not even kedushin. It's a kinyan, but not really an ishus. So mele wouldn't work legade issa krevis. It is a krevis of the rabbanan. But the machlekes, yesh zika and ein zika, is not stama machlekes, were the rabbanan geyser, were they not geyser. The machlekes is if there's a kinyan. And that kinyan wouldn't ask me the raisa. But the rabbanan, if there's a kinyan, so the rabbanan decided that this kinyan, they're going to say, has the same din as ishus to ask a krevis. Now, Shengen, if there's no Kenyan, so they didn't ask the Kravis at all, except when they're alive. It's a separate thing of Bidl Mitzvah Yevamin. But otherwise, they didn't ask her at all. So we're still saying, if Shach also is very insistent that the Issa Kravis is Mitzvah the Rabbanan, but he says the Machlekes of Yesh Zika Ein Zika is the Machlekes on a Deraisa level if there's a Kenyan or not. It's just that Kenyan wouldn't be enough to ask the Kravis. But there is a Yushalmi, which Achreinim bring down. And the Yerushalmi in the beginning of the third parak, there when the Mishnah is the Mishnah of Achayzu Kukasei, the Yerushalmi asks the Kasha, why should they need Chalitza? So Yerushalmi says, Amar Amitanyam al Yidei Zika ve'em by Yisra Achayiz Bureis. That's the Lashon of the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi asks, Me'at Alei Tzirchis Ben Chalitza. Amar Amitanyam al Yidei Zika ve'em by Yisra Achayiz Bureis. It's Zika, it's no clear Yisr. Our Sameach has a Kuntrus Zika, and before Hilchas Yim Mechalitza, and Eis Lyman, he says, Yishalmi holds us to Asim Yidereisa. He also writes, the Bavli clearly holds us to Rabbanan, but the Yishalmi holds us to Reisa, and that's Yishalmi's Kasha should be part of from Chalitza. And he doesn't explain the Yishalmi's Teretz. What's the Yishalmi's Teretz? I the Zika Ve'im Be'issa Achayiz Berurus. I might say that maybe the Yishalmi is saying it's an Issa de Rabbanan, but he's saying no, but he doesn't explain what it is. What does it mean that it's not an Issa Barur? Not a clear issue. What's Pashat Pshat? So in the Shur of Shmuel, on Daf Chozayin of the days, Isai and Gimel, he says, Zikus is not a full Ishus, so Mel is not an Erev Gemura. It's not an Ishus Gemura, so Achay Zikuk is not an Erev Gemura. But what does that mean? Kepshuta, it's hard to understand. The Torah says, Isha Achay Zikach. Is that referring to a Zikuka? If it is, so then it should be part of Mechalitza, it should be an Erev Gemura. If it's not, so what do you mean it's Asami Deraisa? I mean, is she married? Benigayi the pasuk of Ish Lachayis. I understand some people can marry legabe something, not legabe others, but legabe is a kravis. I mean, either she is or she isn't. Either there isn't Isserachis Isha or there isn't. What does it mean? So Rish says it means it's like I think it's like a chatzis shir be'echos that the pshat is it's a shtickle married, so it's a shtickle achis Isha. So that would make it like an Isser deraisa, but not a full Isser deraisa. Where do you find such a thing? A very mechudish tikkamusik. So I have a few tzushtels for it. First of all, the Ramban, in the Sagas and the Rambam say, for Mitzvahs, let's say Shin and Gimel, the Rambam holds that Lesikavu Legalis Erva includes Chibuk Venishuk. Hugging and kissing an Erva coin to Ram is a lav the ranks of Lesikavu. And the Ramban is Mayrech to say no. Lesikavu means Bia. Lesikavu means Hashemit. It does not mean Chibuk Venishuk. And he says, Chibuk Venishuk is only in Issad Rabbanan. And then he writes in the middle, Ayyam Minatera, the Choldim is Hani Nisurim. Yisuruhu. Uke'en chatzi shir. Very interesting thing, that the chibuk v'nishuk of an erva would have an issa deraisa because the Torah asked the gufa maisa, and the chibuk v'nishuk is a hanah from the erva, and that would have episode Torah's chatzi shir. That's one tzushdal. Also, Chassam Sefer, and they had afizayim and alf by ribu shiurim. He also mamish says it's musik. There's a shayla mishenim. Let's say someone has to cook something or cut something down for a chayla sheyesh b'sakana. And instead, he cooks more than once in one maisa, but he cooks more. So machalik zishayim, that's called Rebbe Shurim, is that a isa deraisa or isa derabana? So he says, even if it's isa deraisa, there's no kairis or skila, because it's in one maisa, it's just Rebbe Shurim. But he says it's like chatzi shir be'echos. He also brings the Rambam there by krumei chelev, that they have it as a din, like chela, like it's a chatzi shir. There's no malchus or kairis, but it's like a chatzi shir be'echos. So who did here? It says the Rambam holds there's some things that aren't exactly chelev, they're just the remembrance of the chelev, and they're also asa midiraisa, there's no kairis or malchus. So here also, it's not really a chesisha, but there's some ishus there, so there's some form of a chesisha that's there, which midiraisa they recognize, and there'll be an isa deraisa without any kairis or skila, there'll still be tvisas kedusha and chalitza, a very mechudish tegamusik. Now we have Yehuda Shita, that Shemer Yisham Shemesa is Asa B'ima, and the Gemara asks the Kasha, why didn't he just say, Halacha Yidivri Ha'imer Yezika? So the Gemara says, if you just say, Halacha Yidivri Ha'imer Yezika, so we would say, then have a mina mechayim, have a lacha misa paka la zika, kamash malan, zika bechdi lay paka. You would think after misa, the zika is gone, kamash malan, zika doesn't go away, without anything, you need even more chalitza in order to be pakei of the zika. So the question is, by a regular ishus, also seemingly, if the wife dies, the ishus is gone, right? And still we say this in the sekreven. Woman dies, you still ask her with a mother and a daughter, and even though there is no ishus left, so what's the havamina that there should be paka zika? Even let's say you megarish ishus, so there's no ishus, it's krisus. Say for krisus, right? Davar karis benayim benayim, there's no ishus, and still there is an issa krevis. So, vice dice, the fact that you were once married, that makes an issa. So who would then hear by zika, what's the havimina, that it's paka zika? How did that work? So it's paka zika, I mean, l'chayit is paka zika, she's dead, how could it be zika? The Torah says it's still the krevis. Why does the Gemara say that it'll be Paka Zika and the Mata de Krevis? And there's two basic Mahalchim and the Achrenim to answer this question. The Asun de Reiser, Abesiv Engel, and Klal Ches, he has a Rai from here. The Vice says, Yadzeika Klai Hakira. Why are Krevis still Asun Lachemisa? Is it because the Ishus remains? Or is it because the previous Ishus asks the Krevis? The Chal and Isser Krevis from the Ishus, and now even when there's no Ishus, the issa goes on. So he says, I have it right for this Gemara, it's because the ishus remains. So Mamela, normally, by regular marriage, the ishus remains. By zikah, there's a havimina that no, the ishus doesn't remain, and therefore, after Misa, the kravis will be mutter. Because if you're going to say the ishus doesn't remain, and the previous ishus asks, so even if you say zikah is an exception, you wouldn't say lashon of paka zikah. It's anyway paka. You'll say zik is an exception. Now you have some machreinim, the chedushi of Shmuel, simin nigimel ice days. We're going to speak about it. Then Reb Ruvain, it says stam. It's not so shver. But zik is there abundance. So they weren't mach malacha misa. But the lashon of paka zika time is asked from the raisa indicates that normally the ishus remains. Here it's paka. But he's very bothered. At the end of the shtickel, as he goes on, he says, I understand. Maybe after misa, they're still considered married. But after Gerishin, he finds it harder to say that, especially if she's married to someone else, or she's still considered married to him. But I mentioned on Daftasim and Beis, when we're discussing the Avni Mulum, Steris Hatesis Kasha, there's a Rav Baruch Berry that's brought in this man, it's brought in the Sefer Evan Tzion. It's a Kaivet, it's Evan Tzion. Rav Ruvi Gazovsky, there's a Shir from Ruvi Gazovsky that quotes his Shver, Rav Baruch Berry, that it's not a Kasha. Ishus is complemental, you know? You can have ishus legabe getting married. So legabe that it's mafkia. You can have legabe yerusha or tuma. But legabe krevis of arayis, the ishus stays. You know, there's different ishus in regard to different things. Legabe krevis arayis, the ishus stays even after gerishin, even after misin, even after gerishin. That's how Baruch Hu puts it. He attack holds that way. That was what we said over there. What if an ishus would become an erva? She'd become an erva, she wouldn't be able to have Fisus Kedushin after she's already Mekadeshis, so she'll be mutter in the Kravis, even though Misa and Gerishin you'll be asked because the ishus will remain. But if there's a if it was nifka because of an erva, so then we mutter in gansen. There wouldn't be any ishus left at all. In Rabbi Chanan, the kaivet sa'aris simin yudeza is beis. He's saying a different svar a little bit. I don't think he's saying that the ishus itself remains, but he's saying that the isser caused by the ishus remains, but it's not good by ishus and not by zika. And he says like this. He says, by kedushin, a kedushin b'chefs is a permanent thing. In order to be matah, you have to be matah the kedushin. Like, this is what they bring. The Gemara in kedushin needs a pasuk telling you that misas abal is matah. Even though l'chira, after misas abal, there is no ishus, there's no one to be married to. So you could say that without the pasuk, the ishus will remain. The Gemara de Shtelsu Kravis. The Gemara says that. The Gemara says, this is not from Mochana, but the Gemara in Kedushin says, how do we know that Mises Abal is matir? So the Gemara says, a swara. He asks us, he matis. The Gemara says, Kravis Yechichu. Because that remains after he dies. So Mochana explains, because when you have a permanent thing like ishus, even when it's nifsak, But the dinim remain, unless there's a matter. So you need a matter of a get or a misa. Mashenkin zika is something which is the schandish b'chal rege, he says. If I do chalitza, so all the brothers are mutter b'kreves chalitza. Even the chalitz himself, he says, when you do chalitza, it does become mutter. Because all the brothers are mutter in a chayzuk kasei, and we see that the chalitz himself, there's a new issa called a chayis chalitzasei. It's not the same issa as a chayis chalitzasei. It comes a new issa of a chayis chalitzasei. So you see that the zika is a temporary thing be'etzem. It's in schadish b'chol rega. So meila, if it's gone, it's gone. Kedushin is be'etzem a permanent thing, so meila needs a matter. Zika is be'etzem a zeitweilige thing, and meila, as long as it's not in the schadish, it'll be parka. So this is really another mahalach. You have the asus of the mahalach is that by any time the issur kravis, it needs the ishus to remain. Rav Baruch Ber also saying that. By zik, if it doesn't remain, if it's paka, you wouldn't have it. You have Rav Chanan's mahalach, not that the ishus remains, but ishus is a type of thing which they assume that it shavs doesn't go off without a matter. Mashenke and zika. But there's another svarim, which Reuven Grzovsky says, and of Shmuel Rizovsky, and it's also on the Asven Eraisa. There's one of the Maduris of Asven Eraisa have Tzune Derech Emuna, and it has a stickle there. I think it's from the Stipe actually that he quotes the Rashi Naftov Gimel Mendez. Rashi Naftov Gimel Mendez says that if somebody is miyam mechaysuk, if somebody is miyam mechaysuk kasei. When his brother, if someone marries a chayzuk kasei, when his brother marries the zakuka, so paka zika meidach lemafreya, and the zika goes off lemafreya. Interesting thing, the meimi also in this gemara that it says zika b'chdilai paka. The lashon is a misa mafkasa liyim mechalisa mafkiasa lemafreya. So this is another thing that really you could say by ishus the previous ishus asses. You don't need anything to remain. But by Zika, the point is, when you have Yibam and Chalitza, the reason why the Yibam and Chalitza take off the Issa of the Chayzukuka is because it goes L'mafreya. L'mafreya, we say, there never was a Zika. And you have the Lashon of Rashi, Dafka Gimel Beis, that says it Mefurish, and the Mi'ir that says it Mefurish. The Ar Sameach, he himself says it's Gan, because in the Kunsh Zika, this is Eis Aleph. He brings the Yerushalmi that holds that lacha misa is paka de zika. That's what the Yishalmi holds. Perik Dal Alacha Ches on the Mishnah of Shemei Yisrael Shekinah Shachas Achaisam. And the Sameach explains, the Sameach's lashon is like this: Kevin Shloim Ba Zika El Tachlisa Hayne Chalitza Even Roim Anu Shemayel Mahaya Ba Zika Sheminya. Well, that's by misa is that way. By misa, you could say such a din that misa is paka zika lemafreya, because you could say that the zika is al tanai that there will be a yivam and a chalitza. So then you could say by misa, the reason why misa is paka zika is because it never came to chalitza and yivam. So since it never came to chalitza and yivam, I'm afraid there was never a zika. And that would grant a shtim with the Rashi and Afchav Gimel on the days, because that's from a different brother. This brother did yivam. The other brother never did Yibam, so you could say, L'mafreya, the Zika was only to the brother that actually did the Yibam. L'mafreya, there was no Zika for the one that didn't do the Yibam. But what do you do by chalitza? You see, even stamaza, you have to know. When one is chalitz, we had a gemara before, b'yechon hel shlichusa da'achankav, the gemara in the Afyinim and Beis. So how could you say that when one does chalitza, that's the halacha. When one brother does chalitza, itaka is not to the other brothers. What's the svar? Why don't we say that just like after gerishin, or after misa, the stillness of kravis, so why not after chalitza? Salamai, you'll say the svar of lemafreya. But why? Why do you say shluchus da'achin kavdi? Now, if the svara that it goes to Mafreya by Misa is because it never came to Yibam and Chalitza, so here it came to Chalitza. So by Yibam you could say a svara because he never was Miyabim. But Chalitza, could you say such a svara? Then we find the din of shluchus da'achin kavdi. But the Mimesha, Simon Zayin Eskavtes, says that shluchus da'achin kavdi is liable to the heter of Eish Asach. You don't say. All the brothers have the heter of Eish Asach. But not like I be the din of Knusa, the din of Zika is like it's married to him, then you don't say Shlichus Adachim Kavod. But then there's another Aron, like we said before, the din of Achais Kuka and the din of Achais Chalutza seems to be two separate Isurim. Achais Chalutza is a new Isur. Even if you hold Ein Zika, you hold of Achais Chalutza. But there seems to be a Xavier called Achais Chalutza, not the Pshat. They didn't just leave in Achais Kuka. So Vaisis, even the Chalutz himself, the Achais Kuka Shabbai is Pater. That was a Taisus Chad Mekamoy that seemed to say it was the rice that we mentioned earlier. He says clearly, but once you do the Chalitza, then it's the Rabbanan. Whatever it might be, the Kain, the rice of the Rach, the Chais Chalitza is a different Isser. So if you're going to say that the reason for the Zika's Pakalam Afreya is like the Arsameach says, is if it didn't come to the Tachlitza, Yibam Chalitza, so then it was never there, so that wouldn't help you for when it did come to Chalitza, why you need a new Issa called Achais Chalitza? Unless the Ar Sameach holds the note that the man the Yomi Eish Zika still is the Issa of Achais Kuka. I'm not sure. L'chari, you could still say the Ar Sameach Svara that if it didn't come to Yibum, it was never there. If it came to Chalitza, so I'm afraid it's Paka. Now you could say, you need Dafka Yibum. And even if it came to Yibum, Dafka the brother that was Miyabim, by him, you always had the Achais Kuka, Mashenk and the other brother that wasn't Miyabim, so Lamafreya, it never was meant for him. And when there's Chalitza, Lamafreya was never meant for Yibam altogether. So, Mel, that's why there's no Din of Achais Kuka. That's the Chaya where you could say it's Svarah.